Mother's Day to all mothers. We are blessed and highly favored. Let's rise this morning as we sing to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Faithful, faithful, faithful is our God.
No matter what I see, you're faithful.
Faithful, faithful,
faithful, faithful is our God.
I repeat
the harvest.
you leave the 99 always for the one.
The trouble, he is my help, yeah, I know. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We worship you, Father, this morning. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Father, your kingdom come, and your will be done. I say yes and amen. Father, your kingdom come, your will be done. I say yes and amen.
I'm going to sing again. Father, your kingdom come.
Father, your kingdom come, your will
the mighty God. You are the great I am. Lord, you're the first and the last. I say yes and amen. Father, we bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord, once again for the wonderful opportunity you've granted us to come into your presence, to behold your face, to be transformed and to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. We are thankful, Lord, O God, for your loving kindness and for your tender mercies. Father, have your way in our lives today. Thank you for your anointing that is destroying yokes and removing burdens. Thankful, Lord, for this day that we celebrate mothers. We ask, O God, that your hand will rest upon every mother. Father, every one, O God, that you have raised by your Spirit to birth. We ask, O God, that the fruitfulness of their lives will continue to flourish, that all that they birth will abide in your presence. And Lord, O God, their children and their children's children, Lord, O God, will glorify you. We thank you, Lord, O God, for the spouses that they have, that the spouses will honor these mothers. And Lord, O God, that lives will be transformed because, Father, honor is established in the earth. We give you praise, Father, for all things. Thank you, Lord, for increase. Thank you, Father, for peace. Thank you, Lord, for a new day. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Thank you, Father, for grace. May I seize this opportunity to say Happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers. Amen. And Happy Mother's Day to all of our potential mothers. They may be like babies now, but they're going to be mothers. Amen. Once upon a time, I was carrying my little daughter, and today I'm carrying her children. It's amazing how life is. God is good. Amen. So we celebrate our mothers, we celebrate our grandmothers, and we celebrate our great-grandmother. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you imagine? She's a great-grandmother. Oh, my goodness. Any other great-grandmothers here? Ah, there we go. Praise the Lord. Amen. This house is blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, before we show this video, because of the interest of time, I want to say thank you, as expressed by Sister Grace, for all that helped to bless her last Sunday as she celebrated her Jubilee. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Just stand and just wave at people. Amen. Hallelujah. So I say thanks on her behalf. Hallelujah. Now let's just watch this tribute. Right after this, Mama is going to come up. Thank you, worship team.
Good day, everyone. Praise the Lord. Thank you, worship team. Praise the Lord. Oh, yeah, we have something else to do before. Just a moment, worship team. We're going to wish our papa here happy birthday. We're supposed to sing last Sunday. I did say we'll do it today. Praise the Lord. I don't even know when all these holidays all jam. Mother's Day. I thought Mother's Day is coming next week, but it's here. So praise the Lord. All right. So our little sister Lindsay lead us in singing happy birthday to Apostle.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
And many more years to come in strength and in power, in favor, in vigor, in more celebrations, that the glory of God will continue to rise upon you, strengthen you, refresh you, rejuvenate you, fresh fire from heaven.
Amen.
Holy Ghost fire.
Amen.
Youth to youth.
Amen.
Vigor to vigor.
Amen.
Strength to strength.
Amen.
More nations, more glory. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Blessed. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right.
a shield.
It will cover me from now.
It will cover me from now.
Till the day,
until the day I see my King.
Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Amen and amen. So shall it be for every one of us. Amen. Thank you, worship team. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Happy Mother's Day to all mothers, grandmothers, and all women. Amen. All right, let us pray. Father, we thank you, God, for another wonderful day, another glorious day you've given to us. We slept last night, we are awake, and we have another day to magnify and bless your holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. May we never forget all the benefits you have bestowed upon our lives. We give you praise and we thank you for families. Thank you for all our biological family, all our biological children and their spouses, seeds, and all our spiritual children and partners, extended families, Glory and Peace Church family, and those standing here in the altar, those hearing the sound of my voice, and our friends all over the world, we bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, remember every family this morning. Everyone from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, those walking the earth, every decade of life from age 120 plus, remember everyone in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you are our healer, you are our provider, you are our caregiver, you are the one that moves in us. You are our life. We give you praise, we thank you for an excellent week, excellent time in God, excellent time at school, at work, at home, in all our careers, in ministry, in churches, in any walk of life you called your people to, in businesses. Father, remember every family. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are our Prince of Peace. We receive your peace. And we thank you that it is well with us and our entire household. It is well with our children. It is well with our husbands. It is well with our families. We thank you, God, for your goodness upon our lives. We bless Apostle for his birthday, for adding another year to him. We thank you for him and all the mighty works you are doing through him and leading and guiding us in this ministry. We bless him in the name of Jesus. We bless all our mothers for opening our womb to give birth to children, and those who could not give birth through their womb, you've given them heart to love other children and be mother to them. We bless every mother and grandmother and great-grandmother and all great-great, all generations of mothers that are alive. We bless them and those connected to us and our household. Bless our little girls. They will be mothers. Their eggs in their womb will be viable. None of them will be barren. They will give birth to healthy children in the mighty name of Jesus. They will marry the right husband, and the husband will love them, and they will love their husband. They will raise godly children, goodly children, beautiful children, great children. Lord, we bless your holy name. We claim your promises that are yes and amen. For your word says, these children that you've given to us, they will be a sign and a wonder. We receive that our children will be great. They will be head only and not tail. And our mothers will be anointed to be great mothers, great wives, great people, in Jesus' mighty name. Bless our teachers, bless the classrooms, and bless the children. Give them hearing ears, understanding heart, and ability to recall your word, in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you. See you later, children. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you into the service. Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We welcome you, we receive you. Say, have your way in this service and in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Okay, scripture reading this morning is going to be from 1 Peter 3. 1 Peter 3. There are 22 verses, so quickly go through them. And when you get home, take your time and just read again and meditate. All right, let's read. And fathers, make sure you take your wife out, mothers out, give them a break today to do something or do something later. Praise the Lord. Amen. Give them a break from house chores for today or help. Say amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. I know Apostle is taking me out because he told me already, so I'm all dressed up for it. So praise the Lord. All right. Are we all there? 1 Peter 3. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold and of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Somebody say amen. May we all walk in the spirit as women and as mothers. Say amen. It's good to say amen. For after this manner, men can say also say amen too, because you're wishing that for your mother and the girls in your family. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. Somebody say, own husband. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Finally, men should say amen. Everybody say amen. Amen. Finally, be ye all one of one mind. That's everybody, so nobody's excluded. Having compassion one for another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. For rendering evil, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Somebody say amen. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you, if you be followers of that which is good? But if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. In other words, let our lifestyle and our life reflect Jesus, that somebody wants to know and have what you have. Say amen. 16, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you, as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is better if the will of God be so that you suffer for well-doing than for evil doing. For Christ also had once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Somebody say, Holy Spirit, quicken me. Say amen. By which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, 8 souls, were saved by water. The like figure, one moment, my Bible turned off. The like figure, whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God. Angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. Somebody shout hallelujah. That's why when you call the name of Jesus, everything must bow. Just calling that, all authorities, all angels, because demons are fallen angels. All problems, bow. Can you call that name?
Jesus.
When you call that name, this is what you're saying. Everything, surrender and bow. That problem you're facing in your family, or in your career, or in your home, that's not going away, in your children, in your grandchildren, or in your spouse, it will bow. If you can't pray anything, just call his name. Can you call the name Jesus?
Jesus.
When you do that, I say they are subject. All authorities, if you've been applying for something and it's not coming through, that authority sitting there, there's a greater authority. It will bow in the name of Jesus. We just have to remember, when you forget, then it doesn't work. You must bring these things up for yourself. Rise with me, let us pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for giving us your name, giving us your son Jesus, giving us his name, his word, his authority, his power. He's giving us his favor, giving us utterance, giving us access, giving us the power. For your word say, we shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon us. For giving us your Holy Spirit, we are thankful and we are grateful. We are totally and fully equipped. Father, may our spirit be quickened to who we are, and use the power and the name of Jesus that you've given to us to do exploits in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, quicken our spirit. Quicken our spirit. Quicken our spirit. Bible says, arise from your slumber. Every slumbering in us, remove it from our lives. May our spirit not be in slumber, but may it rise and be quickened. May it be so fast to solutions in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, speak to us. May we continually hear your voice. Do that which you've called us to do. Grant us seeing eyes, hearing ears, an ability to recall and to say what your word says. Father, we bless your holy name. Thank you for our entire family. Thank you for our families. Thank you for all that you're doing for us. We are grateful. Thank you for shelter, clothing, food, air, city, places that we dwell in, homes. We give you praise. We give you praise.
We give you praise. Once upon a time, people had no shoes to wear, but you've provided shoes to walk. You provided us clothing. You provided us shelter. We're not living or sleeping in the cold. We sleep in a warm home, in a cool home. Father, we give you praise. We have food to eat. We do not go to the grocery store and it's empty. There is more than enough. Father, we are thankful. We take nothing for granted. Thank you for your abundance. We bless your holy name. Bless your people, Lord. May they rise from where they are. Where there is depression, let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Where there is weakness, let there be strength. Let there be strength in the mighty name of Jesus. Where there is lack, may they remember there's abundance. Abundance from the living God. It's still the same God that can feed with manna and quails. Father, provide for your people. Awesome provider. You have more than enough. You have 10,000 and millions of ways to get products into your children's hand. Provide for your people, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are still the debt cancellator. Cancel debts from their homes, from our churches, from our families, from everyone in the name of Jesus. Get your people debt-free, Lord, and the wisdom to manage their finance. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for awesome provision. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you make Glory and Peace Church family wealthy, healthy people. In the mighty name of Jesus, people who praise God and magnify your holy name. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls and her palaces, peace, 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 and prosperity. Restore, restore, restore your people. Draw them back to you, Lord, where they begin to call on Jehovah, the one that is I am that I am. When they call, you show up. Return, may they return their heart to you, and may you draw your heart back to them. Save your people, Lord. Protect your people. Oh God, continue to arise and let all your enemies be scattered. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, you are our shield and our buckler, our fortress and our God. Under your shadow we hide. Under your shadow we excel. Bless the nations. Remember your covenant with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Fulfill your word in their lives and in our lives. And out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. So shall you bless Israel, bless Canada, bless United States of America, bless Germany, bless Yugoslavia. I know I've prayed a lot for Yugoslavia. I don't know if it has a new name now, but bless. What's the new name for Yugoslavia? Slovakia. Lord, bless Slovakia in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever you want to do in that land, do it, Lord. You keep bringing it up again and again. Save your people and revive that nation in the name of Jesus. Bless Romania in the mighty name of Jesus. And bless all our nations, all the islands of the sea, First Nations of the world, and every family. Heal, restore, and make whole our families. Those that are recovering, may they recover speedily. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for continuous strength. Thank you for continuous provision. Bless the work of your hands, and bless this ministry, and bless Apostle and myself and the whole team. In the mighty name of Jesus and all our families, Father, we give you praise. Bless every home. Give peace to every family. Bless all the mothers and refresh them. In the mighty name of Jesus. And bless all our fathers and strengthen them. That together, mothers and fathers, we grow old together. Praising God and magnifying your holy name. And raising great families that know God and love God. In Jesus' mighty name, we receive your holy word. Let it come with power, grace, favor, and mercy, and strength. In Jesus' name, we continue to give you thanks for our precious sister, Sister Loretta Loyin, that soon she will be back here with us, refreshed, rejuvenated, strengthened, and blessed, Brother Andre. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.